I like what you had to say, Don, about a couple different things, actually. The healing relationships, I think people tend to go in with something that's wrong. They tend to go in and try to fix it in a way that would make them feel better. And when you try and fix things from your own point of view, you're not really paying attention to what the other person needs from you. And once again, you're focused on yourself. And with tactical empathy, you're supposed to actually focus on the other side. And what works for you is not going to work for the person across from you, unless they happen to be the same personality type. So you really have to know more than just what makes you feel better when you're in some kind of a conflict or when something's gone wrong. You really have to think about what kind of personality you're dealing with on the opposite side and what they find important and what they need addressed by you, instead of just focusing on your own stuff.
And I had a very recently had a conversation with my teenage daughter, who isn't here to defend herself, so I'm going to talk about her. And she has a close relationship with a group of friends, and of late, a couple things have happened where she feels like some of her friends are pulling away a little bit. And so we had a nice long chat about this. And what I pointed out to her, using the skills, of course, but I let her discover it for herself, was that she wasn't taking the time. She was getting triggered by that lack of communication from the other side and falling back into that which she's comfortable with, which is not wanting to confront the issue, not wanting to address the issue, not being curious. And that was the big bump in the road. She was not curious at all. She made a decision about why they were acting the way they were acting without labeling it, without testing it on them, without demonstrating that tactical empathy to them. So I counseled her, you need, in a situation like that, when you've got a coworker or a counterpart that you feel like you had a good relationship and that's starting to change for some reason, don't sit with that in your own head, because negative emotions act on us the same way they act on others. And if you don't self-label and then turn your curiosity on, you're going to, she called it a mind funnel or something like that, where she just started twisting it up, and she knew it, but the last thing she wanted to do was talk to her friends about it. So you have to do that. You have to stay curious, and you have to, like Sandy said, give the other side what they need. Treat the other side the way they need to be treated. Do we have anybody that wants to come up and ask one of these questions?
So my problem, and again, I'm sorry if this is a little off topic. I kind of jumped in a minute late. But my issue is I have these potential clients sometimes. I'm a criminal defense lawyer, and sometimes they're very emotional, and I'm trying to mirror it. I'm trying to label, and they keep interrupting, and it's so annoying. And I just, you know, and I've gotten to the point where I'll just say, would you let me talk? And that, you know, it kind of calms them down, but I think there's probably a better way to go about it.
It is so odd that you're an attorney and you want to argue. So what you're describing is a very human thing. It doesn't just happen to attorneys, because we have an explanation. Especially if you're an assertive, you want to get that explanation out there. You've got the answers, especially someone in a position where they've done this a bunch of different times. You'll know what the answers are before they ask the questions. And the problem that you run into there is the counterpart feels like you're not hearing them, that you're treating them like everybody else, and you're not really getting it. And so the way to do that is an unfortunately tough way to do it. And that is simply, I think it was Michael Liptak that coined this first. Why am I talking? Just wait. And if they interrupt you, let them, because they're giving you information, and let them talk. And what you'll find is, not unlike an attack, those interruptions based on emotion, they're not going to last very long. They desperately want that out. So if you let them interrupt and let them talk for a couple of minutes and just do your dynamic silence and let them work it all out, and even mirror and label a couple of things, even if they seem like they're going down a road that isn't where you want to go, let them go down there and see where it takes them, because that's where your black swans are, is within all of this. So unfortunately, it's just caviar. Like, keep your curiosity turned on. Do some accusations audits. Once they're done talking, you're going to think that I'm ignoring the uniqueness of your case. You might think that I'm just checking a box here, and then let them go. Because when they're interrupting you, it's, again, and I'm sorry to take the whole stage, Sandy, but it's from a place of fear. They're scared. That emotion that you're talking about is absolute fear for their future. Maybe some anger for the other side. Whatever it is, you've got to diffuse that before their heads start working.
Yeah, what they're doing too is they are nervous. You know this space. Don and I know this space. We know going into the courtroom. We know dealing with criminal law. We know all of that. The clients that you're dealing with, especially the ones that have never been in trouble before, mm-hmm. They're freaking out. So when they're freaking out, they're actually triggered. And when they're triggered, they can't think. So anything that they're saying at the moment, you need to let them just get that out. You need to let them word vomit all over you, because then once all that's out, they've freed up the space to listen to you. And when you first start talking, you want to do it with an analyst voice, because you want to keep things slow. If you start talking because you have a lot of information to get out and you talk really fast, you're going to spin them up again. So you need to wait for them to stop talking and then say, okay. And then you go really slow and address all the things that you know you need to address, because the stuff that they're going off about, they probably don't even really want any answers about it. They just need to vent it because they're holding it all pent up inside. And if you leave it in there, or if you cut them off before you get it out, you're going to go into court with a client who is still spun up here, and it's not going to go well in court for you, well, for them, because they're not going to calm down enough to hear the advice that you need to give them so that they're ready to go into court. So my advice would kind of be, schedule a meeting before court a little sooner than you think you need to, especially if you have a client that you know is going to do this to you, because you need to have time for them to calm down. You need to have time for them to exhaust themselves with all the word vomiting they need to do. And then you need to talk to them in that low and slow voice to keep them calm and steady before you go into the courtroom.
Got it. Thank you.
And remember all of your skills, because no oriented questions, even just one where after they talk, you get permission to tell them, where you say, would you be against me sharing some ideas I have about going forward? Yeah. That little bit, the way that lands in their mind, they go from talking to their friends, talking to their team of deal killers on their side, and saying, my lawyer is trying to tell me to do this. Instead, when you do that oriented question and you get permission, they don't view it that way. Now they've given you permission to tell them what to do, and it feels better to them. And as far as client control goes, just be careful when they say something that you don't, if you know it's a horrible idea, don't go right into problem solving where we go, if we do that, this is what's going to happen. Try to work a label in there. It seems like you've given that some thought about, or it seems like you're not concerned with blah, blah, blah. And let them finesse through the skills, and you'll, I think you'll have a lot better experience with them, and you'll have more control.
Absolutely.